Okay, before we begin, just one note on last time, Sugya, I forgot to mention, as far as the position of Sarmi Kotzi and the understanding that the Sarmi Kotzi held that a glad is a chassid and mikra din, Rav Schechter pointed out, or at least remarked, that maybe that would be connected to the Iri's version of Shita Sagonim that we saw at the beginning of the limit of Chatzitza, that any Aver is considered to be its own unit for purposes of Rove, and then maybe he was Koshesh that if there was a glad on a finger, let's say, and that took up most of the finger, then you potentially have a Chatzitza al Ruba. But that was just a, I don't know how serious the suggestion, but I think Rav Schechter wants to mention that maybe there's some connection between the Sarmi Kotzi and that position of the Meiri, expansion of the Gaon's position on Sayar, which I think we know in the past, Rav Schechter has a certain affinity for. Okay, let's move on now to the sugya of Ritiya, and that begins in Sif Yud, where the Mechaber tells us Ritiya Sha'ala Maka Chotzetzetz. That's in the list of Dvar Mechotzetzim in Mikvos Perek Tes Mishnah Beis, that a bandage, a cloth on a Maka, over Maka, is a Chatzitza. And then we have in Se'if Kaf Gimel, we saw at the beginning of this Se'if before, or we saw it for the list in the beginning, Hashir Manazama Tabatha Katalos, Imhem Fuyim Enam Chotzim, Imhem Dakim Chotzim, Vachain Adin, the Eged Sha'al Amaka, the Kaskasim Sha'al HaShever. So in that list that we have of various ornaments that the Sefta lists, that constitute a chatzitza, we also have ege shalamaka, which is some kind of covering over a wound, and kaskatsim shalashever, which the Aruch HaShulchan explains here, Seif Nun Beis, was some kind of a rudimentary cast made out of wood or other material that would cover a broken bone or a break in a limb. This is based on the Tosefta. They have to figure out what this adds to the din of Ritiya and Sif Yud. Ritiya and Sif Yud is Chotzetzes. Eged Shalamaka is Chotzetzes. The Shach says over here in Sif Kata and Kafkas, Habach Pasag, the Be'ege V'Kaskasim, Afilu Refuyim Chotzetzim, the Lo Ailiba Maya Shapir. So the beginning of the Sif, we distinguish between Rafi and Einar Rafi in the context of jewelry. And then it says, V'chein Adin, V'ege Shalamaka V'kaskas and Shalashever. So is that V'chein Adin subject to the same distinction between Rafi and Einar Rafi? Or is that V'chein Adin a standalone statement that even if it's Rafi, it's going to be Chot? Say that for the Shach post in the Bach, that even Rafi is Chot, it's not because fundamentally it should be Chot, it's but even Rafi is not really Rafi. Rafi on a kind of kaskatsim shalashever, this kind of wooden cast, isn't really Rafi. It still prevents bias mayim. So the Shari Tvila talks about this a little bit. What does Sif Kaf Gimel add over Sif Yud? What is this Tosefta telling that you don't know from the Mishnah? So maybe it's adding the distinction, if there is a distinction between Rafi and any Rafi, maybe it's telling you that even if it's the refuah, it could be chotzeitz, which we'll talk about in a moment. But either way, in Sif Yud, we have the unequivocal statement that a ritiya shalamaka is chotzeitz. Sif Kaf Gimel, we have ege shalamaka and kaskasim shalashavar are chotzeitzim. Question whether that's subject to a distinction between rafli and ainer rafli. Even if it's not, it's not because fundamentally Rafi wouldn't help, it's because B'mitzias, there isn't an authentic Rafi scenario when it comes to these things that are covering a maka or a wound. The Yachorim try to figure out what kind of Ritiya, let's go back to Sif Yud for the moment, what kind of Ritiya are we talking about, which is an unequivocal Chatzitza. As the Chachmas Adam notes, Kuf Yotas Oz Zion. Tzarachim. The Imi Avshola Siran. If we're talking about a case of Ritiya that you can't remove, so why is that different than other things that you can't remove, like Lach Alamaka, that is not always a Chatzisa? Lach Alamaka, according to Rov Yishonim LaHalacha, at least Mikradin, if there's Tzar to remove it, we said last time, it's not a chatzitza. That's not considered to be a makbid. If you have a ritiya shalamaka, why is that different than glad shalamaka? Why should we say by ritiya as well that it's not considered makbid if you can't remove it, if it would pose a tsar situation to remove it? That's what the Chachmas Adam wonders over here. He leaves that as a tsarach ian. What kind of ritiya are we talking about it? Are we talking about why is Ritiya different than Lach Al Gabe Hamaka? Shari Tfila Simul Amichas quotes from Shuvat Rabbi Kivager, actually from Rabbi Kivager in Drush Mechidish, page Kuf Gemol in Drush Mechidish, that no, it must be in a Hanami. The Chachmas Adam's question is on the mark. So you must be talking about an Okimta. We're talking about a Ritiya. When the Mishnah tells us that a Ritiya is Chotzetzes, that's talking about a ritiya where there is no tsar involved in removing it. The quotes from the Sefer Pachad Yitzchak, now we're putting there about the Italian Pachad Yitzchak, that we're talking about a case where you have to remove it on a daily basis. It's the kind of thing that you have a bandage, you put on a new bandage, take off that bandage the next day, and then replace it. So something that is easily removed, that doesn't involve any tsar, and there's no sakana in removing it, that would be a chatzitza. And that's what Rav Avadia quotes as well from Achronim, page Lamed Ches in Taras Habayis, that the whole nidon here is talking about eritia, which is normally switched, replaced on a regular basis, that doesn't have any tsar involved. If it would have tsar, then in a chanami, it would be considered Eino Makbid, just like Lach Alamaka where there's Tsar, and would not be a Chatzitza. So Ravadia quotes a list of Achronim to that effect. He quotes from the Sholem Eshev that any time you have something which is Lirafua, something that is adhering to the body because there's a metal sinol need to have it there, so that's considered to be Eino Makbid. Even if somebody without that medical condition wouldn't have such a ritiya on their body, so even if you would say, objectively speaking, it would be considered makbid because Rova Olam wouldn't have a bandage on their body stam, but says the Sholem Eshev, you look at it from the perspective of someone with that medical condition. So for someone with that medical condition, it is normal to have such a bandage, and someone with that medical condition is considered a no makbid. So you look at it not from the global perspective of anyone in broad terms, you look at it from the population of people with such a makkah. So someone with such a makkah would not be makkah to have a ritiya, and therefore in a situation where it is medically necessary to keep on, or there's sar in removing it, there's a refuah need to keep it on, you can't easily switch it, then that would be a no makkah and not a chatzitza. Shuvas Divrei Chaim, Sons of Rav, Yerodea Chele Beis Simen Sadi Hei, Chele Beis Simen Sadi Hei. Question was regarding a woman that has a ritiya on a maka, and the doctors say that to remove it, even for a short period of time, would be considered a sakana. So says the Rechayim, again, Chayle Beis, Timin, Tamechei, Imbudarish, Einem, Asir, Bishum, Pam, Ukimat, Sakana, Hula, that was Lashon Lashon, that is Kimat, Sakana, that it's very likely a Sakana. So if it's a situation where you have a bandage that would not typically be removed, and it's a likely Sakana to remove it, that's not considered to be a Chatzitza. So says the Rechayim, if you can remove it easily, then remove it. if you're right about Sakana or Ke'ev Gadol, so then just rinse that area with water to the extent possible. And we view that as Eino Makbid Al Miuto, and therefore not a Chatzitza. Yeah.
I just need to rinse with water.
I think the rinsing with water is in case there's anything that's adhering to the outside of the Ratiya, then we should remove that. That we'll see. The machlokas between Rosh HaMazamin, at least Rosh HaMazamin theoretically, and Rav Yashiv, whether something on the outside of a Ratiya or a cast potentially could be a chatzitza. But I assume that's what he means, to rinse it off to make sure that there's nothing on the outside that would constitute a chatzitza. And then, in principle, if there's sakana / ke'ev gadol, that's considered to be eino makbid and therefore not chotzeis. If you look in the Gilyon Marasha of Shlomo Le'eger on the side of Shulchan Aruch here, he sends you to Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, where there are two se'ifim in the Shulchan Aruch that are relevant. So Hilchos Chatzitza Netilas Yadayim, as we saw before, is Siman Kuf Samech Aleph, and then a little bit at the end of Siman Kuf Samech Bay. So the Mechaber writes in Kuf Samech Aleph, Tzarech Lizar Mi Chatzitza Shekal Davar Shachotzeth B'Tfila Chotzeth B'Netila. So whatever standards in general exist when it comes to Chatzitza for Tfila exists for Chatzitza for Netilas Yadayim. Kegon, so a Shetachas Satiporen, which you didn't get to, but say Shetachas Satiporen, we didn't get to yet, a Ratiya Sha'al Bisara. So Ratiya Sha'al Bisara is a Chatzitza, just as we saw in Kofsadiches Yaradeya. A bandage on a finger would be a Chatzitza for Netilas Yadayim. Then the Mechaber writes in the end of Kofsamach Beis, Se'if Yud, Mi sheyesh lo maka biyado, uritiya lehav, a person has a wound on his finger and his hand, and there's a bandage, dai lo sheyitol sha'ar hayad, shelo b'makam haritiya, that you don't need to pour water over the ritiya, it's sufficient to wash the rest of the hand and leave the ritiya dry, because there's a concern that water would be harmful to this ritiya. So what's the difference between the beginning of Kuf Samach Aleph, where the Mechaber says Ritiya Shal Besara is a Chatzitza for Netilas Yadayim, and the end of Kuf Samach Beis, where he says you can avoid subjecting the Ritiya to Netilas Yadayim? It says the Magen Avraham, Siman Kuf Samach Beis Sivkata Nyuches, the Kasha? Ritiyas Chotzetzes, as we saw in Kusamach Aleph Yesh Lomar, the Hacham Mayri Kishayna Makad Alayu. So the case in Kusamach Beis is where it's Eino Makbid. Eino Makbid, dangerous to remove, painful to remove, Machmas Ke'ev, but Eino Makbid. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes there in Kof Samach Ches, Kof Samach Beis, Sivkat and Samach Ches, Mai Rishayenu Yachal Asira Machmas Keiva Maka. They're talking about where it's painful to remove, and therefore it's considered Eino Maka. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said above in Kof Samach Aleph, Sivkatan Hey. After Mavurla Kamal, it's our Lito Klaal Makam Ratiya. Hasan Lamayri, Halo Mayri, Ishlamaka. Lakaklo Kashina, Shiasir Makam Ratiya, Viga Bisaro, Kavle. But here, talking where there's no Maka, Rakmekush Baalma, Ain't Sarbinitiloso, then remove it. So Kufsamachal was talking about you have a tiny paper cut, you put on a Band-Aid. So big deal, take the Band-Aid off, wash the Tilas Yadayim, and then if you want to put another Band-Aid on afterwards, you put it on. That's a Mechush Ba'almer. There's no big deal to remove the Band-Aid. Kosamach Beis is talking about where you have mamish, a wound, and you can't easily remove the bandage from the wound. That would be dangerous. It would be painful. So then that's considered eino makrid in principle and not subject to katzitza. So the Gilead Marsha is mitzayim, this din and netilas yadayim, that this should be relevant in Hilchos katzitza for nida as well. If there's sar, if there's a sakan involved in removing it, it wouldn't be considered a katzitza. Yeah.
So,
I just
have to know
what
between
certain sorts of
dying,
it's
not like a halacha that, like,
you're
not going to take it off while eating
this time.
Or is
that not a... Right, so that's part of what the Mishra Berurah talks about here as well, that it's not such a problem because there's no chashash that you're going to remove it, as opposed to what I said, the Band-Aid case, where you may remove it. So that's part of what's going on here as well. But the principle behind it is that the standards of Makrit are relevant in Netilas Yadayim as well. And relevant as they are when it comes to tefillah. Correct. Tshuvas Ksav Sofer Yeridea Siman Sadi Aleph. So he has back and forth studied Lekula and Lechumra when it comes to a Ritia where there's a Maka and it would be painful to remove. So he says, Al karka suicham an lomar, this is in the middle of Siman Sadi Aleph. Kevan shakol ritio agelif amim asir masam kide liros imnir pahamaka. He says, any bandage, there will be times that you remove it in order to check on the healing of the wound. O lasake in haritia, or in order to fix the bandage, ba'eged, ba'kaskasim, ba'chayotzebo, v'zemin ayadua. The kevan shelif amim masir masol ismaim and ismanim lechein echnisu asa bechlala makrila asira. So he says, any normal bandage, there will be times that you remove it to check on the wound, to switch the bandage, and that makes it considered to be makbid. Now, for that consideration alone, if it's something that you would never remove or you're unable to remove, then even according to that standard, maybe it wouldn't be considered to be makbid. And then he has stadim lekula more, and maybe it's more analogous to the case of a grav. And wherever there's sar involved in glad shalamaka, so wherever there's sar involved, maybe that's enough reason to be mako. In the end, he ends up being machmir, even in that case, even where there's sar, because he found the tshuva of the tshuva me'ava, Talmud of the Nod Bihuda, who wrote, Nish'alti b'osa ritia shemtsiu arofim shetzaruch lios al gaba arba v'shlosha chadashim ritzufim. There's asked about some kind of a bandage that has to be in place for 3 or 4 months straight, and then it falls off on its own. And the woman says she's used to it, she's not makpedes. And the Tshuva Me'ava said, it's black and white. Ritia shal gabi maka is chotzetzes. He said, that's a din b'feirush and shulchan aruch without qualification. Eino zata b'mkoma v'lo chilek v'lo bilek shamanu. We're not aware of any qualification to that din. So the Tshuva Me'ava said, no, don't ask any questions. Ritia shal gabi maka chotzetzes, period, without qualification. And don't bother me if there's sar, and don't bother me if there's sakana. If there's sar, sakana, leave it, and you won't go to mikvah for 3 months. But you can't get around that halacha. That's how Sofer says, even though he has studied in lahakel, but he's mevatel daito to the tshuva me'ava. Tshuva's, yeah.
How does he answer the, I don't know, the redundancy of Mechaber? Right, the idea of being Mechalik wasn't going to be our answer, but you lose that if you're not Mechalik and you're Mechaber by both, by everything.
You mean, why do you need the din in Sifkof Gimel for?
Yeah.
So it's a kashya that Tosef, it's not a kashya that Mechaber, but you could still say, I mean, the Tosef list said, what's the Tosef adding to the Mishnah? It's really, that's really the question. They can still say it. So maybe that's telling you the chiluk between roughly and ainu roughly. That that just like by Nizamim, the Chadom and Shirim, there's a chiluk between roughly and ainu roughly. Here there's a chiluk between ainu roughly and roughly as well. Even though in principle, maybe there's no such thing as ainu roughly. Or as roughly. Or it could be saying Hagufa. That you would have thought Ritiya Shalamaka, that's only if it's ornamentally, that's only if it's not Lirafua. But maybe you would have thought if it's Al Hamaka Lirafua, that's not Chatzitza. Maybe that's the condition of the Tosefta. That even if it's Al Kafkasim Al Shaver, even if it's Lirafua, it's still a Chatzitza. Chuvas Hartzvi, Yaradeya Simon Kuf Samachay, was asked about a cast on a finger. There's a broken bone on a finger, and the cast needs to be there for a number of months at a time. So the Shoel said, isn't it a Miyad She'eino Makbid? So he says, not so fast. Maybe you see from Sifkaf Gimel that if it's the Rafua, Miyashena Maku doesn't help you, because otherwise we should always be Matir, the Kaskasim Jalgabe Yashaver. The Sifazak Frank says that if you remove this cast, I don't know if it sounds like a cast, or maybe it's some kind of a bandage. In the later post, they use the word gifes. It's usually for a cast, I think. Because he's talking about removing it and putting it back. So a regular cast, you can't just take off. But the way he describes it, it's something that there's no sakan if you remove it. And you can put it back on. So he's worried that if you're going to be makel here, it's something that's before hesia, meaning people see that you have the cast or the bandage, and then you take it off and go down again. So if you're not going to take it off, you go to the mikvah. So maybe that's going to lead to some easy heroes in Chatzitzos. So he says, if you, the Shoel, can be mashpi on the husband to be moshel berucho until the cast comes off, and let the wife postpone her tefila, tavala bracha. But if it's clear to you that's not going to work, and the husband, if we don't allow the wife to go to the mikvah, would be nifshal in aveira or hirhure aveira. Befrat b'dorenu dor yasom, in order to save him from an aveira chamura. So then you can allow the husband to go to the mikvah, the wife to go to the mikvah with this cast on her finger. But in principle, it's considered eino makbid if it's there for refuah purposes and you wouldn't normally remove it. The Netziv has a slightly different sad lukula. Chuvas Meshav Davar Chelet Beis Simen Lamed Vav. Meshav Davar Chelet Beis Simen Lamed Vav. That if you have something that is necessary for the refuah process and is somewhat internal, so it's not clear exactly where you draw the line in Metzias, but the way he says it is that a Ritiya Shalamaka, that's talking about a temporary Ritiya, where you have a Maka Chitzona and it's covered by a Ritiya. But if you have a Machala Pnimis, that you need to put something on top of, it can't be really internal, you wouldn't be putting something on top of a real internal maka, but something that's more embedded in the body, analogous to the braids of the hair of the Mordechai of Haina Ravise, then maybe you could say Haina Ravise as well. That there may be some kind of a, he's not talking about a cast, but some kind of a covering of a wound that is someone internal that maybe would allow you to say, Hainu Ravise. So what do the poskim say, Lemaisa, about bandages and casts that are not easily or not viably removed? So no one's excited about allowing tefillah. The question is, under what circumstances could you be maker? So the Shari Tefillah writes that if it's something that's going to be there for a while, the Shasat Kakodol, where there's Sar and Sakana, and you know that you won't be able to remove it for a while anyway, and it's a Chashash Michshol, as we saw, like you see Pesach Frank, then there's what to talk about to be makel, especially if it's Beis Astarim, and as we saw, according to many Rishonim, Beis Astarim is only Drabanan anyway, so maybe there are grounds to be makel. Rav Avadia is a little more liberal about being makel. He has a long piece on this in the Taras Abayis, but in pages Samach Al Samach Gim, which is the end of the piece, he's makel if it's a cast or a kind of a bandage, but usually it comes up with a cast that's going to be there for a long time. Then it sounds like Rav Avadia is willing to be makel even if we're not worried about the husband being Nichshal per se. Rav Avadia says, if you're going to remove it in a few days anyway, so better to wait. It's going to be there for a long time. Then Rav Avadia thinks, based on the various stuff that we presented, that there's what to be make of that. Yeah.
This was a cast or a bandage?
It's most relevant to a cast, but if there's a bandages, you don't really have that scenario of a bandage that has to be on for 3 months straight.
Is 3 months considered a long time?
3 months is a long time.
Like, then someone got said something about stitches.
We'll get to stitches. We're not at stitches yet.
Even if I'm saying the bandage has to be, saying it already be different, even besides the bandage aspect of it. Like if it's covered, I'm saying if it's covered up, and it's on, let's say it's the movements.
If you have stitches, the issue to deal with is the stitches. If you can get over the stitches issue, then you can probably remove the bandage. Yeah.
And the reason I was saying it's not called Miyashino Makbid is because why?
It's considered Eino Makbid because you have no intention of removing it anytime soon and it's there and Sakana slash Sar.
And so why they're not Eino Makbid? Why the Makbid? Like why are we only willing to be make it like under a certain situation? I'm just saying.
Because it's not partial that it's Eino Makbid. Maybe it's Makbid because under normal circumstances you wouldn't want this here. The only reason you're allowing it to stay in your body is because the doctors told you have to stay there. But you wouldn't want it here otherwise.
I think we got this a little bit, but is there like a fundamental difference in between the TR and the scab? Saying scab, you also don't want the only one, maybe because it's helping.
The Sidre Tara said the fundamental difference is, I mean, he said he was distinguishing between a chetz and a glad, but it's relevant here as well. See, the entire set of the difference is whether it's part of the body or external. A glad shal gavi makka is really part of the body. So that may be a different standard of makbid or eino makbid than something that's external to the body. The ritiyah is imposed onto the body just like the arrow is imposed onto the body. So Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Rabbi Yashiv, page Shin Pei Beis, Rabbi Yashiv thought that even if it's going to be there for a long time, it's hard to be makel. So says Rav Osner. And Rabbi Morgenstern, when he quotes Rav Yashiv, Rabbi Karp, when he quotes Rav Yashiv, Rabbi Karp in Siman Kuf Sadi Ches doesn't have a chapter in the front part of the Mishmera Satara, but for the Simanim that he doesn't have extensive work on in the front, he did a Mishnah Berurah style commentary in the back. So on Kuf Sadi Ches, he has a Mishnah Berurah style commentary in the back. So there, he quotes from Rav Yashiv that in a case where, like the Har Tzvi, in a case where it's going to stay for a long time and worried about Yisro Tokfo or for Bali Tshuva, then Rav Yashiv was prepared to be Mekel if necessary. But short of that, Rav Yashu was reluctant to be mekel, even if it's going to be there for a long time.
Can I ask some of more meta questions? Why don't we say like Savita Banakula? If it's the whole concern is that maybe it's a mere hamachin to be a banon.
Right.
And then it's a topic whether or not this is considered to be in a machin. I mean, it's considered to be in a machin.
So every time you have a machloka saposkim and a drabana, you don't always say Savita Rabban Bakula that we make. We have to figure out what makes sense in the sugya. You don't automatically say you have a machloka supposed to. You don't always say. I mean, by hilchas avelus, you may say that halchan achar meko by hilchas avelus by Irvin. Even there, according to most Rishonim, that's only halchan achar meko in machlokas in the Gemara, not in machlokas in Rishonim. Although according to some, maybe even machlokas in Rishonim, but that doesn't mean. Even there, where there is such a yisod of halakha devar meikol ava, doesn't mean that every time you have a machlokas later poskim, that automatically you go lekula. In the Sefer Pua, they talk about briefly that the modern cast may be a little bit better than the older cast in the sense that the material that modern casts are made from, there's more of a possibility of water getting under the cast. So potentially that can make things a little bit better in terms of Biasmayim. So I think Rabbi Willard points out that nowadays with our casts, there's in a shas of cock situation, then there's more to work with potentially to allow for a kula to be tavelis with a cast based on the specifics of the case, because maybe our casts are a little bit better than the casts of old.
Well, it's not only the cast that they think they went.
So that's what the Shari Tefila talks about in Simon Lamed. He quotes from his uncle, Rav Shlomo Zalman, that Rav Shlomo Zalman suggested, not clear if it meant to be an absolute psak lemaisa, but he suggested that if you cover a cast, maybe the plastic covering of the cast is itself not a chatzitza. Because the cast is, if something's on the body, that's a chatzitza. If something's on something that's on the body, that's not a chatzitza to the body. And he quotes from Rav Yashiv that that's not the case. That's relevant to your question.
So we'll be a chatzitza.
Rav Yashiv that will be a chatzitza. Rav Shom Zalman, he quotes it as a possibility. Not clear if he's saying that. That halacha l'maisa. Yes, I don't know. What's the mitzvah with contemporary casts in terms of getting water in them?
They usually give you those bags to shower with.
Uh-huh.
Like something to make sure. I don't know if it's like they say if water gets in,
yeah,
then it's not the end of the world. But I don't think they want like a flood of water.
Okay, so I guess you'd have to consult with the doctor if it became relevant. But that's what he quotes. Machlokes Rav Zalman and Rav Yashiv would be relevant to that question. In the Sefer Mari Cohen, Rabbi Rubin, the Orcho Shabbos, he quotes that obviously a band-aid you have to remove, and you have to do your best to remove any residue. You know, when you take off a band-aid, often there's a little bit of sticky substance that still adheres to the skin. So you have to remove that sticky substance too. But he says, if after doing your best job at removing whatever sticky residue is still on the finger, if there's something that you can't get off, so the fact that you can't get it off is probably an indication that you're not makpedes on it, and therefore it wouldn't be chotis. So you do your best job to remove the residue. I think a normal band-aid, if you rub it enough, you'll get everything off. But he says, if you can't, and that would be Eino Chotzeitz and would impose a problem.
Isn't that sort of the opposite of Eino Machbid?
What do you mean?
If you're trying to get it off and then it doesn't come off, and the fact that you...
Well, no, he's saying that which you can't get off, so you come to terms with the fact that it's staying on.
But that doesn't mean that defines it as Eino Machbid.
If you're really Machbid, you get rid of it.
maybe you don't want to get rid of it in the first place. Like, why is the initial sticky any different than the latter sticky?
Usually people don't want stickiness on their fingers or on their body, but if there's something that you can't get off, so you come to terms with it staying there, so then that's an indication. It's Eidah Makbid. Well, you don't say butthole to the busser for something that's that you're makbid on.
Like,
no, you wouldn't say, I don't think you'd say hani rizusa. No, you're saying it's, call that Eidah Makbid. Okay, so our next topic is Sif Yud Aleph, and that's a din of chetz o kotz, the arrow or splinter. So the Mishnah, Perek Yud Mishnah Chasen Mikos, chetz shehu tachav ba'adam, if you have an arrow that pierces a person's skin, if the arrow is visible, that constitutes a chatzitza. And if it's not visible, then go to the mikvah and live happily ever after. Says the Rosh in his parish to the Mishnah that the Beis Yosef quotes over here. Now, what's the chilah between nira and eino nira? If you could see it, that's an indication that it must be above skin level. Because if you can see, it's easier to talk in terms of a splinter because that's more lemaisa than a chetz, I hope. So if you have a splinter that you can see, that's probably an indication that it's above skin level and therefore a chatzitza. So again, the Mishnah says that if you can see it, it's chotzeitz. If you can't see it, it's not. That's the Mechaber writes over here. Chetz o kotz atachu bebasar im nira mi bachus chotzeitz vim eino nira eino chotzeitz. Fine, so that's the Mishnah. In case you hadn't noticed in the Torah, the Taz and the Shach both point out over here, the Taz and Sukkot and Yudzayin, the Tesvav and the Shach and Sukkot and Yudzayin, that the Mechaber left out a line that the Torah has. When the Torah quotes this halacha, the Torah writes, "Chetz al kotz atachu bebasar nira mi bechutz chotzeitz, im eino nira eino chotzeitz, v'im yesh alav krum shel basar, v'chol inyan eino chotzeitz." But if it has a scab of flesh on top of the splinter, then eino chotzeitz, even if it's nira. So the Mechaber doesn't quote that line. Where does this line come from? This line comes from Eito Sefta. And both the Shach and the Beis Yosef struggle with how this Tosefta fits with our Mishnah. Now, the Tosefta seems to be talking in totally different terminology than the Mishnah. Tosefta is Perek Zayin Halacha Tes. Nichnas lo chet birecho, that if a person has an arrow that penetrates his thigh, Rabbi Omer eino chotzeitz, Rabbi says not a chatzitza. The Chama Omrim erase a chotzeitz. The Chama says it is a chatzitza. When do we say eino chotzeitz? When did Rabbi say eino chotzeitz? Mishel matachas. That's talking about a metal arrow. Aval mishel eitz. But if it's a wooden arrow, hareis a chotzeitz. Then it is chotzeitz. The im kar malava or milmala, and if there's skin that grows over it, that covers it on the top, hakol modim she'eino chotzeitz. Evan agrees that that's not a chatzitza. She'kol abluin ba'adam u'behema b'chayi ba'ofos tahorin. That's considered to be balua. So the Mishnah is Bechali between Nira and Einar Nira. The only distinction of record in the Mishnah is whether you see the splinter of the face or not. If you see it, it's a chatzitza. If you don't see it, it's not a chatzitza. And the Tosefta, number one, quotes the Machlokas Rebbe and Chachamim for starters. And then there's a qualification difference between Shel Matechas and Shel Eitz. Meaning, when it comes to Eitz, Evan agrees it's a chatzitza. When it comes to Matechas, that's Machlokas Rebbe and Chachamim. So how does the Tosefta square with the Mishnah? Says the Shach, Sifkatan Yud Zayin, V'nira Li, D'Piresh HaTosefta V'nira. That the Tosefta is talking about a case where it's Nira. So how do you read the Tosefta? Tosefta says, if you have a chetz that penetrates your body and you could see it, Rabbi says, even though you could see it, it's not a chatzitza. The Chachamim say, if you could see it, it is a chatzitza. And when did Rabbi say, even if you could see it, it's not a chatzitza? That's only if it's metal. But if it's wood, even Rabbi agrees that it's a chatzitza. Meaning that the distinction between Matechas and Eitz is a distinction within Shitas Rebbe. The Rebbe holds that if it's Shel Matechas, even if it's Nira, it's not Chotzeitz. Only Bishel Eitz is Chotzeitz. But the Chachamim say it doesn't make a difference if it's Nira, it's going to be Chotzeitz across the board. Doesn't make a difference what material it is. And then our Mishnah that says if it's Nira, it's Chotzeitz, that's the position of Chachamim. Chachamim say if it's near, it's always Chotzeitz. Rabbi says if it's near, it's only Chotzeitz if it's Shel Eitz. So our Mishnah is Chachamim. And that distinction between Matechas and Eitz is a Libid Rabbi and not Lehalacha. That's how the Shach understood the interplay between the Tosefta and the Mishnah. And he says he thinks this is the position of many Rishonim. Truma, Smag, Mordechai, Rambam. And the Rambam presumably means the Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Ches is so saying like the Lashon of Mishnah. There's no distinction in the Rambam between Shel Matechas and Shel Eitz. So that indicates that Mishnah is talking about Chachamim Mul Halacha. And the halacha, there's no distinction between matechas and eitz. That's how the Shach understood the Tosefta. And then the Mishnah is aliba de chachamim. And that's we paskin in the Mechaber. If you're aleph, chetz, if it's near me, b'chutz is chotz eitz. Ein or near, ein or chotz eitz. And that's the only distinction of note. There's no difference halacha between shel matechas and shel eitz. However, the Beis Yosef understood, and that's what the Shach disagrees with, Beis Yosef understood that the Tosefta is talking about Eino Nira. The Tosefta says that Nifnas Lochetz Birecho, that's talking about where it's not visible. The Rebbe says Eino Chotzeit, if it's not visible. And the Chachamim say, even if it's not visible, it's still Chotzeit. And if that's the case, that means that our Mishnah is like Rebbe. Rebbe's the one that says, Eino Nira is Eino Chotzeitz, and only Nira is Chotzeitz. And the Chachamim say, Eino Nira is also Chotzeitz. So our Mishnah must be Rebbe. So the Shach is bothered. How could that be? Then you're saying that our Mishnah is a Shitas Yachid. Our Mishnah is Shitas Rabbi. And then also, you would have expected the Mishnah to distinguish between Shel Eis and Shel Matakas, which is Rebbe's position. That's the Shach's problem with the Beis Yosef. If you had learned the Tosefta talking about Eino Nira, then Al-Karach you have to say that the Tana of a Mishnah is Rebbe. The number one, that's the Shitas Yachid. Number two, according to Rebbe, there's a distinction between Matakas Shel Eis, which is not reflected in the Mishnah. So the Shach understands that according to his position, that the Tosefta is talking about Nira, and the Mishnah therefore is like Shitas Chachamim. So then we understand better the Rambam doesn't have the din of Krum in the Tosefta. That din of Krum is only relevant where it's Nira. Umashala Kosva Rambam Barash Rabbi Rucham, the Bakarmala Basar Mutar, Vishan de Pashadu. The Tosefta Lahusaka Lomar Kane, Elamishum, the Mairi Benira. Hello, Ashbina de Eno Nira Eno Chotes. Avalam Eno Nira Mibachotes, Eno Chotes. Chita, the Kosher Kane Karmala Eno Chotes. So there's no chiddush in telling me if we're talking about ein or nira mibachutz, and that's not a chatzitza. If it's ein or nira, it's never a chatzitza. Then obviously, if there's krum, it's not a chatzitza. And that's why there's no need to mention the din of krum, and that's why it doesn't appear in the Rambam, and Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam. What about the Beis Yosef? So the Shach has strong kashas on the Beis Yosef. How does that work to say that the Mishnah is Shitas Rabbi and yet doesn't distinguish between Matachas and Eitz? So if you look in the Chidusha Magos on the Torah, he suggests that the Beis Yosef may have had a different gears than the Tosefta, like the Mordechai had a different gears than the Tosefta, that the chilek between Eitz and Matachas is Aliva de Chachamim, Dafkin a case of Karmala or, but not a leave of the Rebbe, and then it's less of a problem how the Beis Yosef understood the Mishnah. Okay, Yaakov.
I think the Shach asked the question, they saying that according to Rebbe, if Rebbe was the one who's in our mission, then read that it would be Talib. So I think that's pretty nice.
Okay. Lahalacha. The Bach thinks what's considered Nira. So we say that if it's Nira, it's Chotzeit. If it's not Nira, ain't a Chotzeit. What if it's Nira, but it's under skin level? Meaning you have a splinter, but you can see that the splinter is totally under the level of skin, but you can still see it through the skin. So the Bach thinks that you have to be Machmer there, because we don't really know what the threshold is for Nira. And the Shach disagrees, and so Katan Tazai, and the Shach says, no, as long as if it's protruding out of the skin or on the level of the skin, that's considered Nira. But anything that's Meshuka under the skin, that's Eino Nira, and that's generally what we assume Lahalacha, that if you have a splinter that's totally under the skin, even if you can see it, that would now constitute a chatzitza. So this is more relevant than for splinters. This is relevant to the question of stitches. Rav Yashiv, Kovitz Chuvas Chelek Aleph Simen Peches, Chelek Aleph Simen Peches, in a letter to Rav Feivel Cohen Zichrono Livracha, Rav Yashiv assumes that stitches are like splinters. So just like a chotz b'chutz is chotzeitz, a splinter is also chotzeitz. Igros Moshe, Yoredeya Chele Bey Simon Pei Zion, Chele Bey Simon Pei Zion, 1963. A doctor removed the tooth, and there were stitches there. And the doctor said the stitches aren't visible. They're under the skin level. So Moshe says, if that's true, that it's not visible and it's in the mouth, that's considered balua. So that's not a problem. If it's nearer, that's probably considered makpedes, because you don't want the stitches there. Even if it's based on starman, it has to be right of the bias mayim. That would be a problem. Dovim Mesharim, Shabiner, Chela Gimel, Semen Mem. Also about stitches in the mouth. So if it's the refua, maybe it's Eino Makbid, like a Gveger. And it's based on starim, so you could be mitzar if the rishonim that the requirement of rishon bias mayim based on starim is only the rabbanon, trade the rabbanon. So you could be mekel that is eino chotzeitz.
So is it Moshe
Shimon? Moshe is chelik beis simon pei zayin. In the nishmas of Ram, he quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman that stitches that are visible are a problem of chatzitza, even though right now you want them there because they're serving a function. But the way he says it is that's only machmas ones, and therefore that's considered makpedes. Says Rabbi Karp, footnote 180. Definitely can't be mekel l'chachila, but stitches on some level may be better than a ratia because the stitches are more likely or arguably batel to the guf, mishamish the guf. So to the extent that there may be situations in which you'd be willing to be mekel for ratia, then you could be mekel for stitches as well. That's what you quoted from Uvel Yashiv. The same kula, both for stitches and for ritia, that if it's going to be there for a long time and there's a chashash michshel or for bali tshuva, then Rav Yashiv was prepared to entertain being mekel. Rav Avadya also, Taras Abayit, page Samachay, Tafad Chak, sorry to remove it. Maybe that's Eina Makri, just like ritia. By the Yisholchan as well, Be'urim to Siv Kaf Gimel. Maybe there's one to be made about if it's going to be there for at least 30 days, like a temporary filling. And Rabbi Rubin, the Mari Cohen, says, nope, temporary filling is worse or better. Temporary filling, you're going to replace it with a permanent filling. And a temporary filling is not really visible. This is visible. And when the stitches are removed, you're not going to replace it. So for regular stitches, it's supposed to more or less put it on the same level as a ratia, where you're not going to be makel the cow. Just to be matter going to the mikvah with stitches. However, there are more tzadim lahaka when it comes to dissolvable stitches, stitches that are going to come out on their own. So in the Shari Tefillah, Simon Lamed Hay, he quotes from his uncle Shlomo Zalman, that temporary stitches, dissolvable stitches in the mouth, Rav Shlomo Zalman was Mekala. And the same thing in the back of the Mari Kohen, he has tshuva from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman has over there, it's considered batil to the guf. You want it now. It's roasted to kiyumo. And it's going to stay there as long as it's supposed to stay there, and then it'll evaporate on its own, dissolve. The Rav Shlomo Zalman was Mekel. So says Shirei Shevet Halevi, O Skimmel. The Sefer Chokuz Man, he quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman Ullman, who was a dying, I think, of B'nai Brak, passed away a couple years ago. Quotes a Rashi, a Raya from a Rashi in Shabbos, Tes Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah Mikvos Perek Tes, talking about Chatzisos and Kalim, says that a Zephes is Kotzeitz in a Klei Zekuchis. If you have a glass container, a glass kli, and you line it with tar, that tar is a chatzitza for purposes of tefillas kelim. Says Rashi, Shabbos has of them vase, diva maska b'klei zechukas. Why is it that zephes and similar materials are chotzeitz in a klei zechukas? Shehein chalakin. The ain other makbid al tit. That's tit, which is not chotzeitz, as opposed to zephes, which is. The nidbak behen lefisha nofel may elav v'hani hu demidbaki tuva v'kapitalei. So that which is nofel may elav is not a chatzitza, and these things are midbaki tuva, and they're not going to fall off. And you are makbid on that. That line in Rashi, that nofel me'elav is not a chazitza, sounds like a siyua to this idea that dissolvable stitches that are going to fall off on their own, that's not considered to be a kepeda. Yeah.
So what's the spar between the college and whether you take it on your own or it's dissolvable?
If it's going to stay, then you have to remove it. So then that's more of a kepeda, because you wouldn't want something there. You don't want it there, and you want to be rid of it. If something dissolves on its own, the number one, that's considered, no, there's a plan that it's going to come off on its own. So you're fully on board with it staying there until it comes off, and then it comes off.
Like by stitches, like you also want, even if you're going to take it out by yourself, you still want them on until your mouth is healed. No.
So that's a side like Ritia, that's not considered to be a makbid because you have a medical interest in its being there. But one could distinguish and draw the line somewhere between a permanent stitch and a temporary stitch in terms of that level of kepeda. That's what these poskim seem to be going with. Aside from, you know, that Rashi seems like a good siyua, that something that is going to come off on its own is less considered makbid. And the Baal HaShulchan says the same thing by glad, there's a lashon of the Ramban, that if it's going to fall off on its own, ain't no chotzeitz. See here too. So Baal HaShulchan also is inclined to be makel on temporary stitches. Like Rabbi Willig thinks he could be makel on temporary stitches. The Mari Cohen says, not so fast, that a glad is still considered part of the body. So there's more of a cheshbon, it's ain't a makel that's going to fall off as opposed to stitches. So the Mari Cohen quotes him with Yashiv is Machmir, and that's what Rabbi Borkeser quotes him with Yashiv is Machmir, and I saw a quote of Nissen Karelis is Machmir. the many contemporary poskim are makel on dissolvable stitches, and some are machmir. Yeah.
Are they only in the mouth?
No. No, those who are willing to make it, if it's in the mouth, that's more of a reason to, it's more of a tzad because the base of star may only be derabanan. There's more to be mitzarif, but even on the mouth, posting their makel and temporary stitches are willing to be makel, even not in the mouth. Shamazamin is quoted in the Shari Tfil talking about the mouth, but I believe that the citation the Mari Kohen, double check, is even Alagoth.
Isn't it always derabanan?
Isn't what always drabban? It's like a double drabban. The Shari Tfila also talks about a G tube and a gastro tube. So maybe it's Heine Ravise because it's not coming off the body and there's a kana to remove it. And if the point of contact to the body, if you can move it a little bit to allow water to go underneath. So he thinks that a G-tube is a potentially solvable problem for chatzitza purposes. Okay. Let's just begin the sugya of makeup. And then we'll pick up with that in Mirtz Hashem next time. So the Rashba, the end of Taras Abayis, Bayez Zion, Shar Zion, has the following line. Nashim, if you have my Shulchan Aruch, it's the very last page of the section of Torah Zabai, Islam, Gilman, and Beis, first column. So the Rashba writes, Nashim shetsovos yedei and lenoi, mistab resheno kotze. So if women color their hands for decorative purposes, mistab, that's not a chatzitza. Why? Denoi hu lahen. It's considered to be noi. The einan machpidos asiran. They're not machpid to remove it. Adaraba rotos hein b'kiyuma. Adaraba, they want it there. The ode deleka elachazusa ba'alma. And moreover, there's no mamashas. It's only an appearance, but there's no mamashas. The Rashba says it's noi. They're not only are they not machpid to remove it, they dafka want it there. And there's no mamashas, it's only chazusa ba'alma. So achrona debate whether these are two standalone reasons that each on its own could justify something not being a chatzitza, noi and chazusa ba'alma, or do you need both of them together in order to be maker? Then that citation in the Taras Abayis, it's not necessarily clear. But it may be clearer in the Rashba and Tshuva. Tshuva is a Rashba HaMiyukasos, Simin Kuf Kaf Dalit. So it gives you more context that the way the Shola presents it, this was a practice in Arab lands that women would color their hands. Is that a chatzitz or not? So the Rashba says it's not the same as Dio, which is a chatzitza, because Dio has mamashas. Yerali she'ein oso tzeva shayidein chotzeitz, that this paint on the hand, this coloring on the hand is not a chatzitza. Minatama zeh she'ein mamasho shel tzeva. Ella Mar Iso Shel Tzeva. So there's no mamashas. It's only an appearance. the ode Shemalapta Bekach Eina Makedes. And also women that do this normally are women that have something on their skin where it's Malapta Bekach, like the Tabach that has Dam Al Begadav, that's considered to be Eina Makedes. And then he writes at the end that he discusses with the Ramban, and the Ramban was Maskim. Kind of makes you wonder how anyone could have misattributed the Tshuva HaMiyuchasis to the Ramban if the Rashba here quotes the Ramban at the end of the Tshuva. So that's what the Rashba says. So here, it sounds like the Mamash's point is a standalone Nimuk. Because that's really the thrust of it. Ein mamasho shel tseva, ela mar iso shel tseva. Ve'od shemalachta b'kach eina makpedes. And if you contrast that to the Rashba and Taras Abai, if the Rashba and Taras Abai splits the reasons, and has the Va'od on the Chazusa point. Right? The Rashba and Taras Abayis had said, Noi who? Va'od Alek al Chazusa. And here the Rashba says, Eima Moshe Shel Tzeva, Ela Marisa Shel Tzeva, Va'od Shemalach Tebekach, Eina Makpedes. That sounds like Mamoshes is a standalone reason, independent of Kepeda. But in the flip, it sounds like if it wouldn't have Mamoshes, that would be a problem. Yeah, a Mamoshes shel tseva ela marisa shel tseva ba'od shemalach tebekach eina makpedes. But if there was mamashos, then maybe it's a chatzitza even if you're eino makpid. Not 100% clear, but you could read it that way. The Meiri sounds a little bit clearer that the two reasons could stand alone. The Iri on Mikvos, Perek Tes Mishnah Beis, paragraph beginning Mikan Kasvu, is page 99 in the printed Meiri. The Iri writes, Ein atseva shebehem chatzitza, afilu hayubok sas mamashas, those women that would color their eyebrows for noi, howel ilinoihu eina makpidos, adaraba rotzos bikiyumo, so not makpid, the kosherke nim ein shamamoshes she'eno elamar leva. They says they're not makpid, and it's even better kosherke if there's no mamoshes. It sounds like Eino Makpid is a standalone reason. If they're putting this eyeliner on, they want it there, it's annoying, they're not Makpid. Adarabaros is Pekumo. The Koshikan, and even better, if there's no Mamoshes, it's only Chazusa, then you're definitely safe. Right, so it sounds like that's a Tosefes Tam, it makes it better, but the fact that Eino Makpidos Lenoi would be enough to solve the problem. And the Meiri Nida Samachvav and Beis give a maskul zesha be arnu. Nikani Shlachush Bamasha Kasabdu Binyan Atsever. Shero bine Adam Atsukin Bakah Kapedam Aleyem La Arve Shabbasos. So this is talking about women that are oskos with things that color. And even if they're not makpid to keep it on to get off during the week, but you're not going to go into Shabbos with paint. If you're a painter, during the week, you don't care if you have paint on your body. But going to Shabbos, you're going to take a shower and clean up. So that's considered to be makbid, even if you're only makbid on Erev Shabbos. Ela sheyesh lahakel mitzad acher, she'eino ela chazusa ba'alma. But the Miri here is not talking about the makeup. He's talking about the painter. So even though you'd argue that it's considered makbid because you're at least makbid going to Shabbos, but it's only chazusa ba'alma. So if you put these two Meiris together, the Meiri on the Mishnah Mikvos is saying, Eina makpidos lenoi adarab rosas bikiyumo for makeup stands on its own. And he says, and if it's chazusa ba'alma, even better. But Eina makpidos stands on its own. And here the Meiri is saying by the painter that even if it is considered makbid, but it's only chazusa ba'alma, and chazusa ba'alma is enough reason to be made. So the Meiri, if you put the two Meiris together, it's pretty clear that both of these reasons in the Rashba could stand alone, independent of the other. There's a Chuvas HaRambam that Rav Avadya quotes. Chuvas HaRambam is Simon Kuf Lametes. Rav Avadya quotes it on page Kuf Aleph. The Rambam writes, Hatzavayim, or Hatzavayim, Hashemenim Gavana or Levad, the Elo Guf Gavoa Min or Enochotse. So colors that are flush with the flesh and have no mamashas is not a chatzitza. So the Rambam says in that tshuva that Chazusa Alma is a standalone reason to be megillah. Is that considered a chatzitza? He's not talking in terms of kpeid at all, but chazusa ba'alma is a standalone reason. Okay, so we'll stop here for now, and next time we'll pick up Mirtz Hashem and take a look how the post can treat this, Sif Yud Zayin, and then we will go on from there, talk about makeup, and then afterwards fingernails, which we probably won't get to next time. As far as next time...